five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, you'll hear the news we've been waiting for, a statement direct from Fire Chief Bob Cody to tell us whether or not Tim Collins, who has recently completed training as a probationary fireman, must give up his lifelong dream of becoming a firefighter, like his father, Ben Collins, who gave his life years ago in the line of duty. Chief Cody is getting out the documents in the case of Tim Collins. But before you hear his statement, here's another matter you'll want to think about. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, where you remember Chief Bob Cody had just dropped in when fire broke out in the kitchen. And Chief Cody, with Tim at his side, rescued young Trudy and Jimmy from the flames and extinguished the blaze. And then, when the excitement had all died down, Chief Cody reminded Tim's mother.
Before the fire, Mrs. Collins, you had a question to ask me.
Yes, I did. And I have.
Oh, Mom, after all the chief has just done for us, don't bother him about my personal affairs.
That will do, Private Collins.
Well, that's it. That's what I want to ask about.
Ma'am?
Tim isn't Private Collins. He's just my Tim. Chief Cody, we waited all day for the announcement, and it hasn't come.
Announcement? What announcement does your mother mean, Collins?
Well, you know, Chief Cody, the announcement letter from the fire department.
You know, the letter that says Tim is okay, that they want him in the department.
My goodness, they better say yes. Because he has his helmet and boots and his great big rubber coat up in his closet this minute.
Golly, I tried him on. The coat looks like a 10 on me. I bet you if I was...
Trudy, Jimmy.
Yes, Mommy.
Oh, so that's it. Well, now I'm glad you reminded me of Tim's appointment, Mrs. Collins, because that's the matter I dropped in to speak to you about.
Well, you mean you came yourself instead of the department sending a letter?
He hasn't. My Tim hasn't been rejected.
Mrs. Collins, this is a mighty serious matter. Yes, ma'am, a mighty serious matter.
Oh, good grief, I knew something was wrong.
Trudy Collins, I'll thank you to hand me my coat.
Oh, me, sir?
Yes, you, my young friend. I'll thank you for my coat, because the documents in the case of your brother, Private Tim Collins, are in the inside breast pocket.
Private Tim Collins, there, you said it again.
If I may have the attention of this gathering...
Oh, let's hear it, Mom, and don't look so worried. I don't care. Honestly, if I failed, it doesn't matter.
Now, quiet, please. Tim Collins, by the evidence of these documents in my hand, I find that you have recently completed the training course for probationary firemen. Correct?
Yes, sir. Well, I thought I did pretty well, too.
In this course, Tim Collins, you studied such subjects as the duties of an engine man laying out required lengths of hose, a truck man using ladders of various lengths, including the 85-foot aerial ladder.
Ooh, and the scaling ladder, Chief Cody. Tim can take a scaling ladder and climb up a 7-story building better than any monkey you ever saw.
He cannot.
He can, too. We saw him do it at the training tower.
He cannot. Nobody can climb better than a monkey. But he's just as good, Chief Cody. Honest, he's just as good as any monkey you ever saw. And I bet
you... Oh, stop it, kid.
Yes, be still. Bob Cody, we know all this. We know what Tim learned in training school, and he learned it well. But won't you please come to the point?
That is the point, Mrs. Collins. Your Tim passed his probationary course with the highest rating any man in training has ever achieved. And I came here tonight to tell you so. To say how proud I am that the son of my old friend, Ben Collins, has made good.
But, glory be, I'm so choked up I can hardly talk.
You, Tim, you understand what I've just said?
Well, no, sir. I thought I did all right in training, but... Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tim, I'm so proud.
Well, I'll be going now, Mr.
Wonderful.
Collins. Tim.
Yes, sir.
Private Collins, come out here in the hall. There's one more thing I have to tell you.
Yes, sir. You've got to excuse us, Chief Cody. After waiting all day, the kids and Mom and me,
yes,
too.
Yes, I understand, son. But there's this you ought to know. This high standing of yours, it earns you a special privilege.
Sir?
You now have your appointment as Fireman Fourth Class Private Collins. And I'm happy to be able to offer you the privilege of choosing your own assignment.
You mean I can say where I want to serve instead of just going where I'm sent?
A post in any firehouse in the city can be made for you, Private. Hook and ladder company, like your father, engine company, salvage squad, anything you decide.
Oh, gee. Well, I'd like to think it over, sir.
Good. That's good judgment, Collins. All right, report to me in the morning at headquarters. And bring your helmet and boots and that rubber coat that looks like a tent when Jimmy tries it on.
Bob Cody, I was afraid you were gone.
I'm just going, ma'am.
No, you're not going at all. We're going to send him to the delicatessen for all the party food he can carry home, and we're going to celebrate his appointment.
Oh, won't you stay, sir?
Oh, the children will be heartbroken if you don't.
And, Mrs. Collins, I'd have felt just as bad as those two kids if you hadn't asked me. All right, come on, Tim, you lazy bones. We'll go down to the store together and bring back a banquet fit for a fireman.
Box 32, Clark and Montague. Not due, we're not due. Oh, you looking for somebody, rookie?
Yeah, looking for Chief Cody's office.
Just got your appointment?
How'd you know?
When a fella shows up at headquarters in a brand new uniform with his boots and rubber coat under one arm and a brand new helmet under the other, we old timers, we kind of begin to suspect maybe he's a rookie.
I guess I do look pretty green. which way to the chief's office?
Second floor, right up front over the garage here.
Oh, much obliged. Which way to the stairs?
Stairs?
Yeah.
What stairs, rookie?
Well, to Chief Cody's quarters. I said I want...
Stairs? Oh, rookie, you sure are green. There's the pole over there. Let's see you go on up the pole. You're supposed to be a fireman now.
Oh, me? Climb that pole to get to the chief's office? Hey, Private, maybe I'm green, but I'm not that green.
All right, fella, you'll do. You went the stairs, go right through that door.
Tell me, does anybody ever fall for that gag? Try to climb the pole to the second floor?
Oh, boy, you ought to see him. Boots, coat, helmet!
Private Collins reporting for assignment, sir.
At ease, Private Collins.
Yes, sir.
Well, son, have you picked out your assignment?
Yes, sir. I thought it over and talked it over with my mother last night.
Well, you couldn't find a better advisor than your mother, Private Collins.
No, sir. I know that. Chief, I'd like to get all the experience I can. I want to know firefighting as well as any one man can know it, but...
But what?
But last night... Well, I thought it over, and... Chief, I'd like to belong to Old 3-1s. That's where Dad began his career, and that's where I'd like to begin mine.
Old 3-1s, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's a mighty smart outfit, son. Mighty smart.
Oh, I wouldn't expect him to take me on right away, sir, but... Well, I'd like to know I could work toward a post in 3-1's company, sir. And I would work to earn it, Chief. I'd work hard.
I know you would, son. Matter of fact, I had a kind of hunch that's what you might want.
You did, sir? Well, do I stand a chance?
Well, now, Private, I had the lieutenant of your dad's old company on the phone a while back.
Yes, sir.
And he said they need a man in the second platoon. He'd be glad to have Ben Collins' boy.
Yo! excuse me, sir.
Well, it's yours, boy. Well, almost 4 o'clock now, so get along over to 3-1s and report yourself to the second platoon.
Yes, sir, from 4 to 12. Yes, sir, I'll get over there so fast that...
Hold it, Collins, a third alarm.
Oh, box 3-2. That's Clark and Montague again, the warehouse district.
That sounds like trouble, Private. Hook and ladder, 3-1s, makes the run to Clark and Montague on a third alarm. Now get over there, Collins, as fast as you can move.
Yes, sir.
Report for duty at the scene of the fire.
Hey, stop that car. Pull in here, mister. All right, this is emergency. Fire out of control at Clark and Montague. Get me to the fire as fast as you can.
There he goes. That's Tim Collins, rookie fireman, on his way to his first real fire. And it's an emergency. Fire out of control in the warehouse district. where Tim is to report for duty at the actual scene of the blaze. Follow Tim right to his thrilling destination in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's a message you'll find pretty interesting. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all junior firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody. And here's your special assignment. You are to locate the following fire alarm boxes. I repeat, locate these fire alarm boxes. The one nearest your home, the one nearest your school, the one nearest your usual playground or other place you get together with your friends. Now find those alarm boxes, boys and girls, and remember where they are. Because someday, by knowing where the nearest box is and knowing how to use it, you may have a chance to save a life. That is all, firefighters. Be good, and you'll be hearing from me.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back at the same time on the same station when you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.